I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Atlanta City Council is voting today on adopting the 2020 budget. GPB's Ross Terrell has more.
The proposed budget is set at $2.2 billion. It includes pay raises for city employees, increasing their wages to at least $15 an hour. Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms has also requested $750,000 to create the Atlanta Department of Transportation. It'll serve as a hub to coordinate the city's transportation needs and make the city's response to residents more efficient. The budget also funds the city's participation in the My Brother's Keeper initiative. Mayor Bottoms has asked for 100 men to sign up to be mentors in the program. Another notable category, more than $20 million for sidewalk and pothole repairs. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
A Savannah man has received a 20-year prison sentence after he admitted to attacking a Chatham County deputy sheriff in court last year. The Savannah Morning News reports 43-year-old Ernest Brooks pleaded guilty to aggravated battery on Deputy James Barbie, who suffered a torn rotator cuff and disc damage. Because Brooks has five prior felonies, each involving law enforcement, the sentence was a mandatory 20 years in prison. Actress and comedian Tiffany Haddish has canceled her upcoming Atlanta performance because of Georgia's new restrictive abortion law. Haddish, who starred in the movie Girls Trip, told ticket holders that she won't perform in Georgia unless it withdraws the so-called heartbeat bill. Haddish had been scheduled to appear this Saturday at the Fox Theater in Atlanta. Well, internet speeds in Georgia are far slower than what has been reported by the federal government. That's according to analysis from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, which found that speeds were about one-fourth as fast as those reported by the Federal Communications Commission. Downloads are particularly slow in rural and some suburban areas of the state. A state mapping project is expected to help determine how to expand internet availability in Georgia. That project is scheduled to be completed next year. And Sunday was World Sea Turtle Day, and Georgia's sea turtles are on track for a record nesting season. There are more than 2,000 nests in the state already, GPB's Emily Jones reports.
Sea turtle researchers were expecting big nesting numbers in the state this year. That's in part because the turtles nest in cycles, and the last 2 years were down from a record 2016. It's also because it takes about 30 to 35 years for female turtles to mature and lay eggs. Mark Dodd with the Department of Natural Resources says that's about how long Georgia has been safeguarding the turtles.
So we started protecting those nests, improving reproductive success, and yeah, it's time for all those hatchlings we put in the water 30 years ago to come back and start nesting.
Dodd says at the current pace, they will likely surpass 4,000 nests, 1,000 more than the 2016 record. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones in Savannah.
And in sports, the Braves whipped up on the Phillies yesterday 15-1, giving Atlanta a 2.5-game lead over Philadelphia for first place in the NL East. The Braves host the Mets tonight at SunTrust Park in the first of a 3-game series. First pitch is at 7:20. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.